This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Monday gave full approval to the COVID-19 vaccine made by Pfizer and German partner BioNTech for use in people over the age of 16, the first full approval of a COVID-19 shot. The vaccine has been authorized for emergency use since December, and more than 204 million people in the United States have received it based on Sunday's data, but none of the three authorized COVID-19 vaccines had previously received full FDA approval. Public health officials hope it will convince more unvaccinated Americans that Pfizer's shot is safe and effective. Vaccine hesitancy among some Americans has hindered the United States' response to the pandemic. Roughly 51% of Americans have been fully vaccinated so far, as a recent surge of infections spurred by the contagion's Delta variant ravages part of the country with low vaccination rates. Israel is giving some members of its population a third dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, and it seems to be working. Health ministry data has shown the booster shot has significantly improved protection from infection and serious illness among people age 60 and older in the country. That's compared to those who have just two doses of the vaccine. Authorities say that among the over 60s, protection against infection provided from 10 days after a third dose was four times higher than after two doses. It also offers five to six times greater protection after 10 days against serious illness and hospitalization for those in that age group. Israel started giving over 60s third jabs at the end of July, but last week it dropped the eligibility for a booster to 40 and included pregnant women, teachers, and healthcare workers. This is VOA News.